Just ask Julia. She's your straight-talking, big-hearted bestie. From breakups to work drama, whatever it is, just ask Juliet.
I just started planning my wedding, and I want to get married abroad. And nobody in my family, including my fiancé, thinks this is a good idea. How do I convince them that this will work? So, for backstory, first she said, let's get married in France. And her fiancé was like, I don't know, might be hard to find a priest. And she was like, a Catholic priest in France. Okay, then Mexico, closer to home. And her mother was like, well, what if something happens to your otherwise healthy grandmother and she needs medical attention? And she was like, well, since you and grandma and the whole family speak Spanish, I think it'll be okay. The point is, nobody is on her side about this. And while every bride should have the wedding that they want, there's always some kind of compromise to be made. I've seen it again and again and again. So I said, there are plenty of great places to get married in the U.S. You can still make it a destination wedding. Just pick one that no one needs a passport renewal to get to. And it won't be exactly as you pictured, but you can still make it the day that you want it to be. I know it might seem like, as the bride, you should have final say about where you get married. And maybe there's a feeling that if I just stick to my guns, everybody else is going to come around to my way of thinking. But weddings are complicated. They're never just about what one person wants, although there is plenty of reality TV out there to try to convince us otherwise. Yes, you want the day to be extra special. No, you don't want to alienate your entire family in the process. So sometimes it can be helpful to look at the underlying goal you're really trying to achieve. In this case, what she really wants is a small wedding. You might have noticed she flipped on the destinations pretty fast. So it's not like there was this one beach or one specific town she just had to have it in. She's just thinking it's going to be easier to say after the fact, we kept it small and traveled to X for the wedding, so we didn't send out a lot of invitations. And that could also be accomplished by having it in California or Vermont or Maine or Florida or a host of other places instead of her hometown in Texas. And once she started doing some research on other places, she got her level of excitement back. And with the less expensive airfare, that frees up the budget to do some of the other things she thought she might not be able to have. Usually when you're making a problematic decision and you're like, well, it's either A or B, leave room for the possibility that the answer is actually secret option C.